This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At the White House today, well, healthcare. What else? President Obama sat down with CEOs of big insurance companies this afternoon for a round of, and this is his word, brainstorming. Because as you know, the president now wants to let insurance companies keep going with the approximately 4 million individual policies that they've spent the past few weeks canceling. That sounds, in principle, letting them keep going, easy enough. In reality, though, if you're an insurance company, come on. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going.
Pretend you're an insurance company.
Well, I was CEO of an insurance company, and I wouldn't be happy.
J.B. Silvers is professor of health finance at Case Western. Insurance companies are unhappy because all the calculations they made about how to price policies have changed.
It's a challenge. No question, it's a big challenge for them.
Here's why. Obamacare made you cancel a bunch of cheap policies because they were cheap and bare bones. But you expected those people to go buy new, better, more expensive policies and make you more money. But who are these people?
These are policies that, for the most part, were probably sold to pretty healthy individuals.
This is Monica Lindeen, Insurance Commissioner of Montana. So the healthy people keep paying very little on the old policies, but all the sick people flock to the better policies on the healthcare exchanges. Guess what happens to Obamacare?
So in reality, you may have a sicker pool, which then is going to raise rates on all those folks in 2015.
Plus, you don't know who'll actually keep the old policy, says Vivian Ho, professor of health economics at Rice University.
How do I figure out what premium to charge these customers? Because I just don't know which of them are going to stay with me and then which of them are going to leave.
Not to mention the logistical and regulatory challenge of having two different types of customers with two different sets of rules. In the end, insurance companies don't have to extend the policies, even though they can, and many observers predict they won't. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.